This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That's right. We are here down at Victoria Park with Breezer. We've changed over the mics. It is just mayhem with that, isn't it, Breezer? We're just going back and forth, back and forth, but we're doing well.
Look, it's seamless. Our listeners can't see what's happening. It's seamless. Everything's going marvellously well.
The fans are streaming in.
Our crew's wonderful.
But we've got a really awesome guest with us now that we're going to hopefully not go too hard with the questions. But Dylan Miles, LLO. Dylan, can you tell us what that means for the listeners out there, what LLO means?
Yeah, for sure. So LLO is an acronym of an acronym. So it's the LGBTIQA+ Liaison Officer. So formerly known as GLOWS, which was Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, but obviously not inclusive of our entire community. So
yes.
LLO is an acronym of an acronym.
Yeah.
So very cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of ELO, the band, back in the day. Some of them
probably before my time. I don't remember ELO.
I mean, I'm an old school person. thank you for explaining that.
That's
and
okay.
Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy today and Victoria Park.
Yeah.
We're very happy to have you here talking to us.
Yeah, that's
now,
great,
Dylan,
great
we need
day.
To we need to firstly ask you, do you follow the football? Do you have a team?
I do follow the football. Don't hate me, but I was born and bred Adelaide, so
I'm an
Adelaide supporter. Pretty through and through. Anyone from South Australia would know it's a very harsh rivalry over there. So you're either one or the other. And I am going to say out on the radio, I have all my teeth. So therefore, I am a Crows supporter.
I think that's fine because we don't have any Port Chicks Talking Footy.
No.
Fans.
Although Rachel seems to think Port's going to win the premiership every single year, which won't happen.
Like, yeah, they. I mean,
that's just ridiculous, Rach. Come on.
That's okay. We're not here to talk about Port Adelaide anyway, are we?
I did watch their game yesterday. I was very proud of them to get their first home ground win and to send off Aaron Phillips.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
I mean,
on a side note, how did you feel from Aaron Phillips going from Crows to Port Adelaide?
Look, I didn't feel harsh. Kind of already knew
Understood
that was always going to happen. Like, Dad always played for them, so it was always going to happen. But I think it has allowed for growth within the Adelaide side. It wasn't just the Aaron Phillips side. It was the Adelaide Crows, and we were able to grow. So it was good.
Absolutely. Yep. So going back to your role and today, so we often see police with rainbow letters on their back, and I was commenting how awesome your patches look.
Yes.
So what is the role of an LLO, not just, I guess, at a game like this, but in general?
Yeah, so we have two full-time LLOs in the state. So myself as one, and I'm in charge of Southern Metro, so all the way from Port Phillip Council all the way down to Portsea and then inland as far as Pakenham.
Wow.
So just a small area
just
to cover.
Just a small tiny patch.
And my offsider that's here today, Gabby, she's Northwest Metro. So our job is to really bridge that gap between community and police and try and stand as advocates for the community.
Yep.
If we can bridge that gap, allow safe people to report to, like I said, really advocate for community as much as we can. That's our main role. Obviously, we get to do really cool, fun stuff with the
like
community.
This, yes.
Like the footy. I'm starting to be entangled with a bit of Hawks pride.
Oh, there you go.
Which is cool. And jumping on board with the Hawthorn Football Club as well. So that's been really cool.
Fantastic.
Really cool connection.
Oh, terrific. Now, Dylan, how did you become a police officer and an LLO? Like, how did they become about?
Yeah, so I moved from South Australia to Victoria, and I always knew I wanted to be a police officer. But for me, I applied, and I was sitting actually at a Pride game, Western Bulldogs Pride game, right early on, and I actually saw Gabby walking around in her rainbow patches.
Oh, cool.
And I thought, you know what? This is a career that is safe for me. As a person, at that time, as a gay person, to join and really felt encompassed and being able to join and be safe.
Yeah.
And so joined, and then whilst you go through the recruitment process, they bring up the fact that you can be liaison officers for different demographics and what we call priority communities.
Yeah, right.
And so I applied to be an LLO, and then this job came up earlier this year, and so I applied for it.
So were you already a police officer when you saw Gabby, or was it sort of a...
I was in the application process.
Yeah, right.
So I chucked in my application, but I was still undergoing that recruitment process. Yeah. So I hadn't been in, hadn't been sworn in or anything like that.
But that's what you wanted to do. That's awesome.
And can anyone be an LLO officer?
Yes, anyone can apply. So you don't have to identify as community, but you... as long as you're an ally, essentially, we are selective, I guess. We want to make sure the right person's
right
in the job.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And that's a good segue into my next question. So the police haven't always had a good relationship with the Rainbow community. How can we build those bridges?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Obviously, there's been a lot of wrongdoing on the police half, but we do want to build those bridges, and a lot of it is getting out and talking, having that rich conversation, talking to community, asking what they want, and also breaking down the stereotype. You know, there's a lot of police that identify as community, and so, like, particularly for me, I hit both sides of the acronym. Mm-hmm. So for me, I am part of community that I police, and I am a police officer. So when we have the turmoil between the two, that's my identities that are split in half. So it's quite harsh.
Yeah, it would be.
So I want to do everything to advocate for community. And a lot of that comes from internal policies and how we look at things. So if we can change one thing about our systems and be able to identify the gender diverse in our reporting, or if, you know, people are willing to come and speak to us and make a report, and we can do something about it, put it before the courts, then that's like one little tick in the box that we're making progress.
Yeah, definitely. And they feel that you can be approached and comfortable that they can make those reports.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, like, you can always go to a police station and you can always ask for an LLO. Mm-hmm. If there's not one on duty, they will do their hardest to find you one that's close by.
That's fantastic.
And at least put you in touch with, like, a Gabby or myself at the very least, and we can touch base with you.
Now, is this just a Victoria Police initiative, like LLOs, or is this, like, something that other states do as well?
I know that New South Wales have LLOs. South Australia still have GLOs, but not many of them. But I believe we might be the only state with full-timers.
That's awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Go Victoria.
Go Victoria, yeah.
So you're here today, obviously, Victoria Park, AFLW Pride. What other cool events have you been involved in this year, or any that stand out for you personally?
Yeah, so each LGA generally has like a queer formal or a disco of some kind.
Yep.
So we've had a couple of them across the Southern Metro this year. So Glitter and Glow was held by Kingston Council recently, and that was really, really cool. And then we've got Casey standing theirs up soon, and Mornington Peninsula have had queer formal as well.
That's so cool.
They're really cool events to get along to, supporting like queer rainbow youth.
And anyone can go to those formals, or is it more of the groups that are involved?
Yeah, so it's just youth.
Yeah.
There's the cutoff.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Oh, that's so great though for the community.
So are you aligned? You're not aligned to any like LGBTI organisations or anything? Like, they don't have to be minus 18 events or anything like that?
No. Anyone that I can jump along to, I will.
Yep.
Okay, so if there was a homophobic incident at the footy, would this be reported to you? Could it be reported? And what's the process for our listeners to sort of understand if they were to go to an event like this?
Yeah, so definitely I can take a report. There's no issue in that. Mm-hmm. I would be redirecting it to the local LLO that's in charge of this area. Like, so whatever area I'm in, I would touch base with the local LLO. And then just telling me what's happened. If in these circumstances, they'd probably get ejected if it was in the footy ground.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because that's not on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So we've definitely got powers there that we can enact. And mm-hmm. it's not on. The behaviour's not on. It's not tolerated.
Yeah, no, so. I agree. And I think everyone here would agree. It's such an amazing vibe here in general. So, that sort of stuff.
I think the important thing is if we don't know, we can't help.
Yeah.
So letting us know is the biggest thing.
And so that would be your advice to people here today?
Absolutely. Let us know, even if it has to be discreet and you don't want to report it formally. There's other avenues I can take to try and stop that behaviour. So, letting us know, 100%.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. Now we're just going to pick your brain about the game itself quickly, because we were talking off air and I sort of asked who you were a fan of and you said Crows. But today, obviously, we've got Collingwood and Richmond.
Yep.
You sort of told me maybe there's a soft spot for the Pies.
I've got a bit of a soft spot for the Pies. Ash Brazel is obviously a massive advocate in this space.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a bit of a soft spot for her. Just everything she's put out there, the fact that she broadcast her wedding.
Amazing, wasn't it?
First Australian netballer to come out, things like that. Just it means a world of difference for people. I'm a big person of, you can't see. If you can't see what you want to believe in, then it's not going to happen. So
yeah, you can't be what you can't see.
There we go. That was what I was trying to find. For me, just watching her go through her career and then jumping across the footy has just been amazing. So,
how wonderful is the AFLW for that, though?
Absolutely.
We're in a privileged position in Chicks Talking Footy.
We've
gotten to speak to, a whole host of players who just are living their lives and being themselves, and it's just wonderful.
And the AFLW sharing their stories
and it's just wonderful, and I think AFLW really leading in this space.
Absolutely. The massive environment to come into, and it's such a family environment, just walking around, and the enriched conversations that we have with people is just amazing. Such a good environment.
Absolutely. So, Dylan Miles, LLO of Victoria Police, thank you so much for joining Chicks Talking Footy and Joy Media today. Hope you have a fantastic afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Breeza, that's just fantastic. Dylan, what an amazing person.
They do amazing work, the LLOs, don't they?
We've
spoken to Gabby before.
Yes.
Who's been a regular on our Pride broadcasts. And, Victoria Police are leading the way with our LLO support and allyship for our rainbow community.
Wonderful. Well, we'll be back after this.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.